This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What historical events took place in the month of Ramadan? Well, the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, as we mentioned earlier. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was revealed. Also, our mother Khadija radiallahu anha passed away 3 years before the migration to Medina in the month of Ramadan. Also in the first year after the migration to Medina, the very first military campaign in Medina, led by Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, named Seif al-Bahr to intercept a Qurayshi caravan, happened in the month of Ramadan. Then in the second year after the Hijrah, the Battle of Badr took place against the pagan Arabs. Arguably the most important military encounter in the history of Islam. That took place in the month of Ramadan. In the same year, 2 years after the Hijrah, Ruqayyah, daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the wife of Uthman ibn Affan, she passed away. This was also in Ramadan. Then in the third year, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Zainab bint Khuzaymah, nicknamed the mother of the poor. This was in the month of Ramadan. The city of Mecca, after years of oppression of Muslims, was finally conquered without war in year 8 after the Hijrah in the month of Ramadan. You also have the critical, decisive battle known as Al-Buwayb, which was led by the Muslim hero Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha, where 8,000 Muslims defeated 100,000 Persian soldiers. That took place in year 13 after the Hijrah in the last week of the month of Ramadan. Tariq ibn Ziyad, he also led 12,000 Muslim soldiers to Andalusia in response to a cry of grief that was made by his citizens to square up against Roderick's forces of 100,000 Spaniards in a battle that would last a grueling 8 days and would mark the end of tyranny and the beginning of a beautiful page in Islamic history in Spain that would last over 800 years. And that encounter happened in year 92 after the Hijrah in the month of Ramadan. And it was also the efforts of Muhammad ibn Qasim that would establish Muslim presence in India in an encounter that took place in year 94 after the Hijrah in the month of Ramadan. And you have also the Battle of Ain Jalut, one of the most pivotal encounters in Islamic history, which was led by Saifuddin Qutuz against the seemingly unstoppable forces of the Tatars that were sweeping through the Muslim lands for years on end in an almost unchallenged manner for about 42 years. Their massacres were horrendous, annihilating entire cities, not sparing the elderly or children, even animals. So it was considered an unimaginable task. But in the year 658 after the Hijrah, Qutuz would finally put an end to their terror. In which month? In the month of Ramadan. The list is too long for the purpose of this recording. But what I wish to say to you, dear brother, dear sister, is that bearing in mind your specific skill set, bearing in mind your personal circumstance in this day and age, and bearing in mind the blessing of the month that you're witnessing, ask yourself, how am I going to make my month of Ramadan a month of productivity and hard work? What is my project for the hereafter? You see, there are so many Muslims who, now that they've died and they're 6 feet under, they wish with all of their hearts that someone alive would dig a well in their name, or build an orphanage in their name, build a mosque in their name, or do anything to benefit them in the world of the underground. Don't be like this person who waits for other people to build his hereafter for him and for her. Let's build our own. Let's start a strategic planning for paradise. And let's begin this Ramadan by adding to your list of dua this following dua: Oh Allah, inspire me with the perfect Islamic project that I can dedicate my life to, a project that will justify my tears for paradise on the day of judgment.